Vale, vale. So this is the divine appearance place of Srimati Radharani. And somehow we have appeared here also today by her divine mercy. And Radharani, she comes to this world along with Krishna to bless everyone with her pastimes and her darshan and her teachings and her mercy. Sometimes she appears in Barsana and sometimes she appears in Ravel. So we are worshipping the most recent appearance of Radharani in this particular kalpa. And she appeared 5,000 years ago here in this place. This village of Ravel is Radharani's grandmother's place, Mukhara. Of course, Radharani was living in her father, Rishabhana Maharaj and Kirtida, her mother, they were living in Varsana. And they had one son, Sridham. And they wanted to have one other child. And her son wasn't happening, they weren't having this child. But then someone suggested that they go live and visit their grandmother. So often in Indian culture, the mother goes home to see her mother. So the mother of Kirtida is Mukhara. So Kirtida came here with her husband, Rishabhana Maharaj, and she stayed here for some time. And one day, about 12 o'clock in the afternoon, Rishabhana Maharaj went down to the Jamuna. Yamuna was flowing just near this place. Now she's moved away a little bit. You can see from the rooftop, you can see Yamuna is this way, that side. And he went there, and the Yamuna was flowing, it was midday, he was chanting his Gayatri mantra in the Yamuna. And he was offering some tarpan, some water to Suryadev, Surya Narayan. Om Bhuvar Bhuva Swa Tat Savitur Vanyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimini Diyo Yuna Prachodaya. And he's offering water. And then he offered this water, and then Rishabhana Maharaj glanced at the Yamuna, and he saw this beautiful golden lotus flower, yellow lotus flower, golden, the radiance, of course, is yellow, brilliant yellow color, incredible radiance there, jyoti, effulgence. And it was so attracted, so much dazzling in his eyes. And he was very attracted to this effulgence, and he looked closer and closer. Then he saw inside that flower there was a little baby girl. And he said, "What? What is this? Inside a lotus flower is a baby girl? This is inconceivable. This is unbelievable. But this happened here, in this place." So then he went out and he picked up that lotus flower and that lotus-like baby, Srimati Radharani, and he brought her back to the palace of his, whoever that is, the mother-in-law of the husband. Who's that? Bo, who's that? The mother-in-law of the husband. Vishabhana's wife's mother.
That's Sas.
So he took her the show to the Sas, and he got the sauce. He didn't get any sauce. But he brought her in and said, look, a baby girl has come. Jamuna has given us a baby girl. And Suryadev, Surya Prasad. And then they looked, and the girl was just like, her hands were closed, eyes were closed tight, her mouth was sealed tight. She was like Jadru, like stone, not moving, not saying anything, like looking like unconscious. Very strange. But they thought, anyway, we're so happy to have a baby. Some baby has come by the mercy of God, Surya Narayan Prasad. This Radharani, Vrishabhanu Nandini floating in the middle of the Yamuna in a yellow lotus flower. Now there's an itihas or history. How did she get in the lotus flower? It's a very unlikely place to take birth. But Radharani is quite unusual. So everything about Bhagavan and his expansions and his shaktis is very unusual. So there's one Puranic story which is explaining about the mountains. As you know, after the Daksha Yajna, then Sati, wife of Shiva, Sati, Durga, she gave up her body, self-immolation, due to the offense that her father made, Daksha made against Shiva. So when she reappeared in this world, Sati appeared as the daughter of the Himalayas. Because the Himalayan mountain king was doing intense austerities because he wanted to have the most beautiful girl in creation to become his daughter. Because he thought, if he could get the most beautiful girl as his daughter, maybe he would become very popular, very famous, and influential. So then what happened is that Shiva's wife, she became that daughter. And when she took birth as a daughter of the Himalayan mountains, her name became, she became known as Parvati. Parvat, the word Parvat means mountain. So she became known as Parvati. And then what happened is that there was another mountain, because in those days the mountains, they were a little more, personal than we see them now. They seem rather impersonal, but nothing's impersonal in the entire creation. Even the atoms are personal. Even the atoms are actually persons. Jivas are there in every atom. So there's persons in every atom. This is how finite it gets, because there's living energy everywhere. At any rate, the mountains used to fly. Mountains would fly, and Indra would chop them with his thunderbolts. Mountains grow. And there's so many stories about mountains growing. And still today, there are different shilas and rocks being worshipped inside of temples. They're bathed every day. They're washed every day and bathed every day. And every year and every day, they're growing, getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So it's not by deposits of sand or anything, because they're being washed off every day. So now, there's another mountain range, I believe, in Madhya Pradesh. It's called Vindhya, the Vindhya mountain range. So in Vindhya, when King Vindhya heard that Himalaya Maharaj had this beautiful daughter, Parvati, and he was getting so much recognition, then he performed austerities. He said, I want to have a daughter that's even more beautiful than Parvati, even more attractive and more sweet than Parvati, then I will become more famous in Himalayan mountains as having the most beautiful daughter. So he started doing austerities. So by his austerities, what Vindhya was thinking, his mentality was that Himalayas, he became very famous by having Shiva's wife become his daughter, Parvati. But because then what happened was then the Himalayan king became the father-in-law of Lord Shiva. That's big. That's a big, big recognition. So then Vindhya thought, well, if I can do austerities and get, if I can become the father-in-law of Lord Vishnu, then because Vishnu is the supreme, then I will become more famous and I will eclipse the fame or defeat the fame of the Himalayas, because I will become the father-in-law of Vishnu, because my daughter, she will marry Vishnu, become his consort. So Brahma was very pleased by his Vindhya Maharaj's austerities, and Brahma blessed him with a beautiful daughter. Actually, two daughters. Not only one, but two. And the first daughter that was born was named Chandra. And the second daughter became Radharani. Of course, this Chandra later became known as Chandravali. She's a little older than Radharani. So now, these two daughters, beautiful daughters, were born. And then there was another personality named Putana. Maybe you've heard, Putana. And Putana is actually a class. It's not only one individual representative or one lady who represented that class, but it's a class of fiends. Fiends or demons or rakshashis, witches. That their habit is to steal babies and to suck their blood and kill them. So she immediately came on the scene and she snatched these two children. And she has mystic powers also. Witches usually fly on broomsticks. But this witch didn't use a broomstick. she didn't need the stick. She was better. So she just flew in the sky. She stole these two girls, Chandra and Radha, and she flew in the sky with the intention of killing them and sucking their blood. When this happened, then Vindhya Maharaj, the king of the Vindhya mountain range, she became very disturbed and angry and frightened, so he immediately summoned his Brahmins. He called the Brahmins. He said, listen, you must chant some mantras. You have to chant some witch-busting mantras, some tantra or mantra. So all the Brahmins started doing yajna and chanting these mantras. And what happened, as Putana was flying in the sky, holding onto these two baby girls, Chandra and Radha, then she started, her flight pattern became disturbed. She started, there was some turbulence on board. And then she couldn't hold on to the children, so she dropped one baby. And that baby went and fell right in the Yamuna, right here in the Yamuna, in the middle of a yellow lotus flower. And that was Radha. And she kept flying somehow, and she went a little further north, and she went to a village called Ritora. Ritora. And Ritora, she dropped the second baby, Chandra, and she went boom. And she fell into another river, actually a lake. There was one lake over there, and she fell into a lotus flower over there. And there was a person who found that. And who was that? Who was that person that found that girl, Chandra? That was the brother of Vrishabhanu Maharaj, and his name was Chandrabhanu. So Chandrabhanu found Chandra in a lotus flower, and Vrishabhanu found Radha in a lotus flower. Radhe, Radhe, Bolo, Vrindavan Me Dolo. Namaste. Do you understand? Radhe, Radhe, Bolo. This means if you say or you chant Radhe, Radhe.
Radhe, Radhe.
Then you can do Dolo. You want to do Dolo? Yes, no.
Yes, yes.
What is Dolo? Who knows? You know Dolo? Dolo means you can move around Vrindavan. So if you chant Radhe Radhe, you can live here, you can visit here, you can come and go, you can move around here and there, Varsana, Nandagram, Javitgram, Govardhan, Radhakun. But Radhe Radhe ne bolo, Vrindavan ne dolo. If you don't chant Radhe Radhe, then you can't wander around Vrindavan anymore.